Hey, welcome to the third week of Goons. I'm Nick.
I'm Max.
I'm Yoko.
This is your weekly podcast about nothing. It's like Seinfeld, but funnier, because Seinfeld sucks.
No, it doesn't. I actually really like
whatever.
Seinfeld.
Whatever, Max.
I grew up on Seinfeld. Like
okay, he's literally talking shit with a Wizard of Oz shirt on right now. Like, he's got any, like, validity.
Okay, and earlier you were like, hey, was it? Was it good?
I don't have to show interest in shit I don't like. I mean,
Nick doesn't like anything, though.
No, actually, no. I was actually surprised when he went to go, because I know Max is, like, really into artistic stuff, like movies and stuff like that. But I didn't know he was, like, so much into theater. And then when he told me, I thought it was really cool. Like, but I'm just saying, like, it's a Wizard of Oz shirt, though. I mean,
okay, hard to be with it. Well, when I first went there, I bought the Phantom of the Opera shirt, because that's the first show I saw, and I just had to continue.
Oh, okay.
I had to get a shirt.
That's respectable. Yeah. I mean, how many guys do we know that go to, like, willingly go to the play, like, to the theater?
I mean, I've gone to theater with Max.
I took him to go see the American Idiot show.
How was it?
It was tight.
It was off the hook. And then we saw a play before that too.
Oh yeah, at the
something about parks.
The taper. Yeah, I forgot that one, but that one was cool too.
Yeah, and then I've been to some field trips like in middle school, but
I went to the Los Angeles Philharmonic at the Walt Disney thing. It was weird, dude. Like if you have vertigo or if you have fear of heights, we had like the high seats. So like when we looked over, like we could have just died straight off the balcony.
Zone 59 and zone 60.
Right.
For any ushers out there, guess what they were called.
You're an usher there?
I was an usher.
Okay, so you know exactly what
I was working
about.
At the Disney Hall. I was working at the Amundsen, the Pavilion, and the Taper. So
did you see any good shows
I was
there?
Working at 7-Eleven, just so you guys know.
Oh, we got free pizza off of them.
Yeah, we did get free pizza. Thanks, Joe.
Oh, you went, huh?
Yeah,
I didn't recognize you.
We went to the. I'm only wearing a hockey jersey. I always wear a hockey jersey.
I must have been on. I remember you now. Yeah. Well, I hated that job, so I don't remember shit.
You quit?
Yeah. Well, I got fired.
No, you didn't quit. You got. Tell them why you got fired.
Because I turned off the cooler.
What?
It was 97 degrees at night, and then I was fucking sweating, so I turned it off, and they just needed to fire someone because they were overstaffed.
So they picked you.
They picked me. I was the newest, too.
Yoko, you got the biggest titties
here. I was the one that wasn't stealing from the register, though.
Oh, that was pretty funny, though, because, like, I thought we were going to have to pay for the pizza, and we just walked straight out and, like, okay. Like, this is cool.
Free pizza for everyone.
Yoko, tell me, come visit me, and I'll give you a free meal.
Dude, that job was boring, because I used to be there from, like, 9 p.m. to, like, 7 a.m.
Oof.
So, like.
You had any drunks in there?
Drunks, yeah, all the time. And then there's, like, crackhead hookers. Then I remember one of like the other guys got fired because he fucked one of the hookers in the bathroom.
Wow! But then did he pay her in pizza? Or?
I don't. He gave her an expired slice. No, then he got rehired like 2 months later. Then he got fired again for stealing. Then.
And you get fired for turning off a cooler.
I got fired for turning off I turned off the heater. Oh, some shit like that.
That's stupid.
This guy was being a badass.
I was like, it's fucking hot.
That was a cool day though. We went to the movies like at midnight, right? It was midnight.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
What theater did we go to? Because that was upscale super theater.
Well, that's the day you guys picked me up, huh?
Yeah, we went to Insidious too.
I thought it was another time where I just gave you guys a pizza.
No, we went there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I've given a lot of pizza.
My friend Remy just came from Guatemala, and we went to your old...
Guatemala?
Guatemala. No, but Nick is when we went
to go see Insidious 2.
Yeah.
That was a cool movie.
I actually thought that was like the best horror movie.
I liked the one before that.
The Conjuring.
Yeah, that's the one I
like. That one's scarier.
I'm still afraid of that movie.
But I think Insidious 2 has a better story to it.
Yeah, but I mean, is there going to be Insidious 3 because the stupid that chick
showed
up?
Well, there has to be. There has to be a fucking Insidious
3. No, I think they are working on it. I read somewhere like that.
I heard they're starting the Conjuring 2 as well.
Oh, God.
I read a...
More Nightmare.
I like how everyone says the Amityville Horror is all like horror and shit, but the family itself, they admitted they were lying.
Yeah, it was a hoax. Yeah.
Like, none, they were lying the whole time? None of that shit happened.
After the four movies,
maybe it's just because who did it? Ryan Reynolds do the remake? Maybe they just saw that and like it's so horrible. It might as well just come out. Like, everybody's gonna know that movie's just horrible and be like, oh, it's fake.
I think he was just trying to add. He was really buff for that movie though. He's always buff.
Yeah, you would.
Have you seen him in the Place Beyond the Pines?
That's not him.
Yeah,
that's not Ryan Reynolds, dude.
Who is it?
The main actor?
Or the cop at the end.
Oh, the cop. That's Bradley Cooper.
There we go. Okay, never mind. Hey, have you seen that movie though? That's a good movie.
That's what I meant. Yeah,
that's a good movie.
I wasn't wrong. I just had to have you correct me because my mind's so vast.
Have you seen The Proposal?
No.
I don't know.
That one's tight. That one has Andy Reynolds in it.
Andrew Reynolds? Andrew Reynolds, is he doing backflips over 15s?
Oh, and that's a skater now, huh? No, she's with Sandra Bullock.
Oh, you said Andrew Reynolds?
Yeah, little Baker days.
Have you guys seen him in the X Games? He's tight.
Huh?
When's the last time he skated in the X Games? Speaking of any games like that, I've been waking up super early to watch women's hockey. And it's, I mean, like, you know, the WNBA ever makes fun of it. Oh, it's a game of fundamentals. Not for hockey. Like, they literally, like, some chick from the USA knocks some girl out with her hand. Like she's skating so fast that she tries to pass the puck along. And she literally knocks some chick out to where she was skating back and she kept falling on her face. And not like, oh, she's catching herself. Like, she bent her face mask. Like, she kept hitting the floor super fucking hard.
I want to see that, though. Just
to see.
I'd probably rather see that than dudes hockey.
They're really testy.
But there's not as much hits and fights.
Yeah, there's it's no contact. I thought
there was gonna be a lot of hits.
There's a lot of fights. If we watched the USA Canada game, I watched it today, and I was just like, there was supposed to be no contact. They were flying all over the place. There was almost gonna be a fight a couple times. But I mean, it wasn't a medal game. When the medal games come on, like next week, expect fights.
But are they hot?
The Japanese chicks.
They're the ones that look, actually, they don't look like dudes.
Oh, okay. I know what kind of chicks you're talking about.
Thailand?
Those are dudes, okay?
The name's Mary.
That's not allowed in
chicks with dicks.
I'm Mary. I'm here for the chicks hockey team. Let's do this team.
Why are you wearing a cup?
I got a big-ass clit, you know? She dangles everywhere.
She's the clit commander.
She's AA clit.
All right, so now we can a weird segue. This is Sunday was Max's last show, or his band's last show.
Yeah,
I'm gonna technically call it his band because besides Max, I didn't really see anybody putting any.
Max is retiring
it.
From all yeah. public.
It is my band because that band started in 2009 with me, my cousin Miguel, and he left the band.
What's his nickname?
A year ago. His nickname?
His other name.
Mikey?
Mikey. I was trying to remember.
Mickey Mac?
What?
We call him Miggy Mac.
I didn't know that.
We call him a lot of things.
And on to Oscar.
And Oscar Hugo Thordis.
Hugo.
He was probably the next guy we got in the band. But either way, it was
Oscar
our
would
last.
Always talk about Miguel though. Like, my teacher's teaching me how to play this song. Like, I guess he would call him his teacher.
Yeah, isn't that
guitar
gay.
Teacher?
Yeah, that's pretty gay.
His guitar teacher?
Yeah. Can't just like, be like, hey, Miguel's teaching me a song. I was like, oh, my teacher is like, you fucking blow him after if you get your chord right.
Oh, when they were like learning Blink-182 songs?
Yeah, because I remember I hit up back like in high school, like, hey, let's go see it. No, my teacher's teaching me a song. Like, how much you paying him? No, he's just my friend.
Like, sound any lamer, G. If you don't remember who Oscar was, we had him as an interview for the Valentine show. He was the guy that had no charisma. It sounded like a corpse talking.
Hey.
But I mean, we can keep going.
Yeah,
so we could have interviewed the dog with more personality.
This is Oscar.
Yeah. So this was your last show. How'd you feel about it?
I thought it was bullshit. Well, because we didn't get any fan reaction or crowd reaction.
What do you expect? Like, you stated that you don't play breakdowns for 2 minutes, and
yeah,
that's all those bands are.
That's what every band was, except for probably Set Your Anchor, which is, like, the biggest dude but the softest guys.
Oh, hey, guys. Set Your Anchor?
Yeah. Like, they were really soft to be. Like,
yeah. They're straight, like, this weird melodic hardcore, right?
And I thought they were going to be, like.
That was going to be, like Colossal.
Yeah,
right? Like, big guys playing fucking heavy beatdown, and these guys are singing about like how their girlfriend ate their last bite of their sandwich and
they're
sad about it.
Yeah, so it was weird.
Really nice guys though, really nice guys.
I mean, it was cool bands. I only like Barrier.
And if I would have went, I would have just went for you.
Silence is cool, but I mean, it was a cool show. I just don't like the crowd reaction. But ultimately, that's why we really left, because the scene's dying. Because we've changed our music so many times just to fit in with. The actual crowd.
Yeah.
So, like, we don't want to change again. We don't want to change into a beatdown band because that's not who we are anyway.
I mean, if I were to, or any of us probably would
fight
do
on,
a
bro.
I bet you anything sound like Early Throwdown and Bury Your Dead, not the new shit that everybody's calling beatdown. Like the eight fucking two chords.
They always have the same name with different genre, like every generation. Like,
yeah.
Like every other 2 years.
This is their version of beatdown. It's just like, oh, let's see who can wear the most fucking army camos and beat up the 14-year-old kids in the pit.
Let's see who can get the most strings on their guitar without hitting them.
Oh, no shit. Shout out to the gent players. Your fucking 9-string guitars and you play only the top note.
Shout out to them.
Beep, beep, beep.
See, you know, that's what sucks, because it gives bands like really good bands like Meshuggah and like Fear Factory, like really shitty names, because a lot of those gem bands are like, oh, we're influenced by them. I was like, well, why don't you play anything good? Like, if you listen to Fear Factory, Meshuggah, and like all these other bands, it's just insanely like eight-string guitars using everything and like just insane drums. I was like, how the fuck can you be influenced by that and only play breakdowns and fucking that's it? Sure. It makes no sense at all.
You just seen Hammy's face when he opened the door.
He popped in. He's like, nope, he's like, nope, 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 nope.
He's like, oh, he, like he, his face is like he walked in. His parents just doing it right now. Oh, mama.
Close the door.
You obviously didn't see the recording sign that we left out
in his brain.
So any topics you guys want to touch on? What did you guys do last week?
I had a show Thursday.
Where at?
It was at the Whiskey. We played with the Sworn In. This is the Apocalypse and Shai Halud.
Am I the only one who thinks the Whiskey stage is so, like, high?
It's not that high.
We're short, so it's high.
No, but I've, like, we're I'm comparing it to other stages.
It's only, like, 3 feet tall, though, the Whiskey.
No,
like,
it's not.
No.
It's, like, it's four.
It's actually up to my elbows.
Yeah,
though.
It's, yeah. Like, but 4 feet.
That's so high. Like, to every other venue I've been to, like, doesn't hang.
Yeah, the Cobalt's, like, what, a foot, maybe? Or a foot and a half?
I played the Troubadour before, and it wasn't that big.
That was tiny as shit.
That one's not that big. And that's a Hollywood club, too.
We played the Key Club, and that was pretty small. We played the back room of the Key
Club. Key
Club
is small, too.
You saw
Calibri's at the Key Club, right?
No, I saw him at the Whiskey.
You saw him at the Whiskey?
Yeah.
Still a small stage as fuck. Like, I don't like the drum riser either, because, like back in the day when I had a thrash band, you have too many drums on stage, or you get, like, a big drum set, and you're, like, and you have a rack, and, like, you're just, like, I don't know. I guess, like, just because they've had, like, the classic drummers play there, and they use the basic setups, and I was using way too many drums, because I literally almost fell off stage a couple times, because I couldn't accommodate for the room. It was horrible. But we played with one of the most overhyped bands, Sworn In, and it was, like, ridiculous, because, like, when we were kids, Slipknot was big, and Slipknot had a uniform. But Slipknot's uniform was a mask, and you didn't know what the fuck they looked like, and they looked cool. And the thing is, they fought on stage. Their songs were about killing people and, like, you know, like, cutting people up. That song, Purity, is about some girl being back in the 90s being kidnapped and held in someone's backyard, like, in a box. And so, like, it had a sort of mysticism and, like, it creepiness to it. Sworn In is just a bunch of fags that go on stage with their own merch. Like, literally just sworn on hoodies and playing. Like, they like to try to say they're the new genre. Like, a lot of people try to compare them to Slipknot. It's the only reason I brought it up. And it's like, no.
They're
you
called
suck.
Sworn In?
Yeah.
I'm going to check them out.
You suck. Your singers suck. Dude, they were horrible live. Like, I mean, it's not hard to play what they play, because it's not fast tempo. You know, it's nothing complicated. They're not playing sweeps or anything like that. It's
generic
basic
stuff.
Yeah.
So is it lame for Iron Maiden and Riding Out to wear their own merch?
Iron Maiden's been doing it for almost 45 years, so you can't say that.
Yeah, you can't talk
you can't,
about
you can't say
Iron
that's
Maiden.
Lame at all or anything like that.
What about Riding Out?
I mean, at least Riding Out are legit. Like, they play good music. I mean, you have to worry about it. Dogpile is awesome, right? Hey, so Dogpile is awesome.
Yeah,
so
Dogpile. Well,
Max is just texting on the job,
right?
You know.
But I mean, answer that question. Yeah, at least Riding Out, like, it's legit. Like, they play really good music. I like them. Max likes them. As we bonded at some one show, because we went to go see them open up. Remember that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, there was only, like, I only saw five kids going ape shit, and let it, like, it was Max, Danny, and
Manny.
Yeah, Manny. And that was
bunch
it.
Of other kids.
That was it. But it was pretty much you guys. You hit the fucking PA speaker at the.
I hit
where's
my.
Where's that at?
The Roxy.
The Roxy.
I hit my head hard.
Yeah, I saw.
Fuck.
I thought that PA speaker was going to fall. I really did.
Yeah, because it was swinging at the words.
Yeah, this dude, like, hops off stage and cracks, like, you know, you've been to the Roxy, they have the swinging PAs, like the PA that's, like,
the audience,
like,
hanging?
Yeah. His fucker, like, jumps off stage and just cracks the shit out of it. And, like, we were kind of standing in the back, and we look up and we're like, holy shit, like, it's swinging? That's in a daisy. I'm like, that shit's going to fall.
Did you cut yourself or something?
No, not that show.
Okay, I remember you told me something about that. You jumped up, you tried to crowd surf or whatever.
Wait,
crowd
did
dive, and you just bashed your head on a mic on a PA.
No, that was it. I don't think I cut myself.
No, I was always curious about the show that, like, did you physically cut yourself and you're playing bass and your head was all busted open or something like that?
No.
This dude got so into the fucking music, and that's a story that I heard. I don't know. Maybe he can
I
clear
hit
it up
my
for
head.
Me. What did you hit your head on though?
Was that there? It sounds familiar.
I think I punched myself. It was at the upper room, but
no. That church place?
Yeah, that church place. But I just punched myself and I started bleeding.
Respect your elders.
I started bleeding. I punched myself, but that was it. It wasn't. Like,
see, that's good. That's good.
No one else
that's
hit
good.
Me.
That's a good crowd. That's a good showmanship. I mean,
I like to believe so.
Exactly, but I mean, I went to go see Sworn. No, I didn't see Sworn. I left. I went to go eat. Fuck that. I felt bad because we didn't stay and watch Shai Halud.
Got
and, but Daisy wanted to watch it, but then it was the Kings' last game before the break, and we're on a fucking 10-1 losing streak and whatever, and and we went to go eat, and we're listening to the game in the radio. And lo and behold, the guy who plays his 1,000th game the Saturday before, defenseman that's never scored. He's played 1,000 games, has never scored a game-winning goal in overtime or anything like that. He scores. And it's just a weird shot. Like, they played Columbus, and their goalie was screened by their own player. And I think Jeff Carter might have been there. Or someone was screening him. And it was just a slap. He just took a slap shot. He just took a shot. And he just fucking picked. He didn't even pick a corner. It hit side net and went in. And everybody was like, last minute thing. Yeah. It was like, yeah, it was pretty much, it was an overtime. And he you know, they keep the puck in. And he just takes a shot. Usually they just tell you to shoot in an open area and stuff like that. And he fucking rings it in. And I saw the reaction and how he reacted. Because, I mean, he got his 1,000th game. I think they gave him his signature stick dipped in chrome or something like that.
Yeah.
On the blade of the stick, this is congratulations for playing 1,000 games in the NHL. They gave him this really awesome paintings and stuff like that, and you're like, oh, okay, let's get a win from him, and they lose. And so for us to go out like that on you know, the last game before the Olympic break, and him just to fire a fucking rocket and score and win, like, I mean, he was more excited than anyone else. Like, everybody else kind of jumped up. It's overtime. You haven't won a game at home in a while. You know, everybody's cheering, but that dude fucking lost his shit. Like, I never see him, like, animated. Like, even they did interviews on Tip of King, and he's playing people and video games and stuff like that. And he's literally just like, I beat you in 5 games. And that's it. Like, no animation. No, he's like, you know, he's super soft spoken. But this dude just fucking screaming at the top of his head, like, you know, skating towards, I think, Voinov, and they hugged. And it was fucking awesome. Like, just to see us go out like that. And now I got to watch the boys tomorrow morning, the first USA men's hockey team.
Against who?
They're playing Slovakia. So they're playing Zdeno Chara tomorrow, I believe. And Jonathan Quick starting. He's the starting goaltender. Fuck Ryan Miller. Ryan Miller did awesome last year, but he was having, I mean, Quick had a. She had an up and down season. So did Ryan Miller this year. But I was thinking, you know, Bishop should have been in there instead of Jimmy Howard. But it's a lot of not dictatorship, I guess, a lot of seniority, because Ben Bishop's a little young. But Jimmy Howard, you know, another great goaltender. I mean, should have Tim Thomas, but I think Tim Thomas is hurt, and that guy's Max will probably like that guy if I show him the footage. There's want to say the 2011 or 2010 Stanley Cup. I think it was a playoff or the cup game. It was the Bruins versus Vancouver, and Tim Thomas, you like fights and you like seeing people get hit.
Hell
and
yeah.
How many times, like, if you've ever watched, even in soccer or something like that, or just any sport that, like, the kicker makes a tackle, or like the least likely guy that you're expecting to hit someone, like the quarterback fucking decks someone, or the kicker stops someone, or like the goalie in soccer fucking slid out and kicks some fucking shit in.
Yeah.
Like, this dude literally, like, Tim Thomas, he gets so close. I'm cutting you off, bitch. He
gets, that's what's funny. I'm like, his force field is too strong for my.
It's a simple story. Pretty much, like, the puck deflects up. The puck deflects up.
Benjamin Cutter here, and on other news, we're talking
about non-related news. Point is, the goalie decks one of the Sedin sisters, and like, when I mean decks, I'm like, he literally, like, instead of like staying low, he gets up and shoves the shit out of him. So where this guy, like, his back and his head hit the ice. And then he's calling for a penalty, and fucking, like, Tim Thomas is so lit up, he's trying to fight him. And it's like, this guy is just insane. Like, to see that in the Olympics, like, I want to see a fight. Like, I know.
They don't fight in the Olympics at
all. Yeah,
there's just, like, a little push. Like,
but, I mean, yeah, because, I mean, you got to understand some of these guys that are.
Olympics, too, so.
Well, some of these guys that are playing on different teams, like, if they're playing for different countries, play on the same team.
Yeah.
So you kind of don't want to bring in that kind of, like, hey, dude, you fucking hit me. And it's just like, you still got to work on the same team. Like,
that's
everybody's professional.
That's going to start a war.
Right? Yeah. That's a big thing with a lot of players from the Kings, or the players that are playing for the Kings, and because they play for Canada, they play for America. You got two boys from the American team, two boys from the Canadian team. You got a defenseman and a shooter. You got, you know, Drew Doughty and Jeff Carter. And then you got, for the Americans, Dustin Brown and Jonathan Quick. And if Brown, you know, takes a shot at Carter, you know, who's to say? It's all in good sportsmanship. But if you take, you know, he's known for really laying into you and knocking your ass out and, you know, giving you, you know, your best shot. Like, who's not to, you know, it's a game. You get emotions. Who's not to get up and start some shit, maybe a fight or something like that. So you just don't want to carry that into the locker room. So they're really wary about fights and stuff like that. But, I mean, it is the Olympics. I want to see the women's Canadian team and the American team play again, since it was a bullshit game they lost this morning, because they played, I think, earlier last year, and there was a big line brawl. So I'm pretty sure that they're going to fight in the next game or something like that. Because, I mean, girls are more riled up. We already know this. So I'm expecting a fight in that game.
Mm-hmm.
They can grab hair with those helmets on.
So. Oh, shit. So they got the ponytails coming out a little bit. But
they punch titties?
I'm pretty sure.
Who's playing for Mexico's hockey team?
Oscar.
My name is Oscar. I'm here to, for the, you know, the team.
My number is 182.
Soccer on ice.
They even have ice over there? Is it brown too? Or?
I don't think ice on the floor exists over there at all. It's maybe like, in Mexico. I'm not Mexican, so I don't
know. Ice.
You're not Mexican?
No, I'm not Mexican.
What are you?
My mom's from Nicaragua.
Same fucking difference. What's the difference?
It's just a whole different culture down there.
So they're less dirty?
No, they
don't have
dirty.
They don't have any streets. It's just dirt roads.
So it's more dirty. It's just
dirt roads. There's a lot of forest. It's like a rain. Not like a rain, but it's a forest country.
So what you're trying to say is like you're part monkey.
I'm part monkey.
You live in the jungle.
Well, I did live there for like half a year.
Wait, when? How old are you?
I was like 6, 7. I flunked first grade because of that.
wait, they sent your ass back because you flunked?
No. I was going to school here, like, you know, like every other kid, but I went there to visit, but I stayed there for 6 months, so when I came back, I missed a lot of school.
Oh.
I missed like 80% of the semester, so.
Your mom was like, it's just first grade.
Right. It's first grade.
What is he going to learn in first grade?
Yeah, it was first grade, so I don't remember, first grade or kindergarten.
Like, everyone knows how to read.
I didn't
read
learn shit.
Everyone knows how to read, and you're still left behind.
I was in a forest.
I learned how to read till like I was 7. But my mom would be like, "What's grade? That say?" And if I got it wrong, she'll whip my ass. So I'll make up words because she didn't know English. Like, so the donkey said, "No." Like, I don't see a fucking D there. I used to get my ass whipped hard.
You ever get beat with a cord or a fucking shoe or something?
I got beat with everything. Beat with the fridge, if anything. She threw me the fridge.
I got beat with that leather belt, like if anybody Mexican listen out there, the fucking belt.
That belt
with the it looks like they made made out of three little belts. Yeah. Oh, I got my ass handed to me with that and the fucking the power cable and the fucking
power cable,
clothes hanger, chancla, like everything.
I used to hate that she'll whip me in my legs, like.
Oh, cause it stung. That's why. Try to walk it off and you can't.
Oh, this one time, I think my brother stole some money from her, and he was taking a shower like a regular kid, and my mom just walked in and whipped his ass with the wires in the shower.
Oh, dude, that hurts even more because you're wet.
That's why you're screaming and crying.
You ever got beat as a kid, Max?
Yeah, I used to take a Kunta Kinte style, though. Like, I would accept it and just take the whip and just stare her in the eye like with a tear.
Toby.
I would just take it. That makes parents feel worse.
Guilty? Like, I'm beating my kid?
You're beating your child right now.
Mommy, look what you're doing. Scarring me.
And I would refuse dinner to make her feel worse.
So you wouldn't eat? That? Is that
I wouldn't
that's
eat.
Skinny?
Like, I'll eat like, the I don't shit talk, my dinner. I don't want to talk to you. Like, let me suffer in my hunger in peace.
When's the last time? Do you remember the last time you got whipped?
I got smacked in the face.
Yeah.
I got smacked in the Oh, I think it was when my mom found out that I was getting kicked out of my sixth grade school for some stupid reason. And when she found that out, she just went whoosh right in my face and slapped me hard. So sixth grade, probably.
What about you? I'll match that one. Yeah. It was in middle school. I got hit.
So last week, mom okay. Nah. Last time she hit me, she tried to hit me with the hanger, and I caught it with my hand like, wah! And I looked at her, and I was like, you better stop this shit.
He crushed the hanger as he caught it.
I'm strong now, mama.
I know I'm 20. I'm not moving out yet.
Chronicle, like, I can crush you.
Apex Predator, mom.
You ever got hit and they forgot they have the ring on?
No, I think I got punched in the face.
The last time I ever got hit, I got hit with my mom's fucking ring just because I was just being a... I think I got sick. And then I didn't go to school or something like that. And then I missed an assignment. And I didn't talk to my teachers. And I told her, like, oh, yeah, I can get it. And I remember we had, like, a break or something. And then she went into class. Or it was after school. And I told her I couldn't get the book. And she's just, like, she walked in. And she's like, why can't you get the book? He's like, oh, because the assignment's overdue. You can't do that anymore. And then she beat the shit out of me. So
I remember my mom, I forgot my homework book. So my mom made me go back to school in my underwear, literally, like, just in boxers. She drove me to school. And then she It was my dad. So, but fuck him. So I'm gonna say my mom. So my mom, like, she dropped me off at school and said, "Go pick up your shit." And so I'm getting out. She's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm going to pick up my shit." She's like, "Take off your clothes." I was like, "Fuck!" So I had to go in boxers and no shoes. No, I had shoes on. Just boxers and shoes.
I mean, were like loose boxers or tight boxers?
Loose boxers.
Oh, you're fine.
What kind of punishment did you learn?
How old were you? Oh, okay. So he's at the point where he's afraid.
Yeah,
it was your dad.
Like, I swear to God, if you did
it
that,
it was my brother's dad. He was my dad, so like he raised me.
What if you did take off your pants and he saw you had like a bigger dick than him?
Put your pants back on, son.
Back on.
I was saying like if they would have made him do that in high school, I'm pretty sure he just whipped his dick out and walk around with it.
Nah, and then another thing, once he just made me go in without shoes, I was like. So the kids are like, well, where's your shoes at? Like, oh, I forgot them. Just like, I forgot them. Like,
no big deal.
Yeah, they're like, okay, cool.
I got slave feet. It's all good.
Kickball? I'm like, no, I'm not wearing any shoes.
You can kick with the side of your feet. It won't hurt.
I'm a pointer kicker. I'm aiming high.
You guys ever play dodgeball? Like in elementary school?
I love dodgeball. Yeah. That shit was tight.
Did you guys use the big balls or the small ones?
Big red balls.
Whatever the fuck we had. We played basketball.
Did you ever just sneak up on someone and just fucking text them from behind? Kids laying out in the field with concussions and
There's
shit.
There's always that one kid that sucked though. That's always getting...
The one that you always picked
up? That was me.
That was the slowest kid. You were the slowest kid?
I wasn't the slow kid, but I was the quiet one. So people took that as a sign of weakness.
No, but like if you're playing dodgeball, were you the kid that got fucking a bunch
of balls?
Hell no.
I was the one fucking everyone up. I was a thrower. No, I wasn't. I was the one getting fucked up.
I always hated the thing where, like, they made you try to run to the ball and try to get it first. And I was like,
isn't that the original rules?
Yeah, but I mean, like, half the
there's
kids who played
with.
There's
that one, and there's a circle one, I think.
Yeah, but half the kids.
We would play in elementary. Half the kids we played with sat in the circle.
Fucking throw, so you could just steal balls after.
I remember this girl got knocked out with a. Like I said, we were playing with basketball. So, like, whatever ball
Damn.
We could. This girl, like, she turned around straight to the fucking floor. No, I think it was her teeth. I think she got hit right in the mouth. She. Fucking flat line.
In later years, she's taking shots to the mouth all the time, which is fine.
I learned young.
Just got lit up, bitch, whoever you are. Hope you're listening.
You ever watch someone ask a girl out and get rejected?
Yeah.
And you just laugh at
them. I had a friend who still goes to my house sometimes because he hangs out with my brother Moses.
His name's Max.
In 10th grade,
he was
I saw him like crying with his girlfriend. Like,
because she dumped him?
Yeah, they were, like, arguing or whatever, and like, in the field, he was just crying. That's, like, the last, like open, like, public that thing sucks. I've ever seen of a couple.
Crying.
He was crying. He was the one
legit
crying.
He should have busted the whatever everyone does. I don't even give a shit, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck her, yeah.
Fuck her.
And then cry by yourself at home like a real man.
He's gonna put on some, like, what?
Fuck her.
Really gay or really sad music.
Man, I would just watch porn if like, I get fun with my girlfriend. Like, no, you know what? I would hate being at my girlfriend's house at the time in high school. Because the fuck, I miss porn. sometimes I want to watch some porn instead of fucking.
What the fuck?
So are you saying she sucks? Or?
No, it's because I think we just had sex too much. Like every fucking, like three times a day.
So you need to see a new girl?
Oh, I feel so bad for you. Oh,
right? Yeah.
It didn't last.
It's a fucking crime.
The horror.
Right.
I was
the
like,
horror of getting laid.
Dude, I was sick of that shit like 2 weeks after we first did. Because I lost my virginity like when I was 17. So, like, we did it for, like, 2 weeks straight, and then I was like, fuck, I'm tired of this shit. Porn.
There's people out there like Gordo who wish they would get at least one touch.
Just that tip wet.
I think we've been blessed with that, you know.
We've been blessed
with that. Me and Max, you know.
Oh, because we're not idiots.
We're not taken.
Oh, that's true.
Our hearts are free.
Have fun being fucking lonely, Max. I don't know about Yoko.
I'm not lonely. I mean... I got
friends. Here comes Max's feelings.
Right?
Nah,
I'm not lonely. You know, I'm just hurt.
I got friends. I just downloaded it. Uncharted.
Tequila's new porn.
I downloaded Uncharted on my PS3.
Oh,
that
still
shit
alive?
Was 40 gig.
She just
okay, well, I'm talking to the audience right now. And,
really?
Yeah, because
the game was tight.
Let me mute Max's
let me just mute
mic real quick.
Microphone. Go ahead, talk about Tila Tequila. Go ahead.
Tila, well, she released a new porn. It sucked. Her pussy's dirty.
Do you believe her Illuminati talks?
She's just crazy.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, thank you. You brought that up. I'm tired of, like, broke people talking about that shit. Like, they have any insight about it. Because everybody's like, oh, Illuminati. Like, oh, yeah, the fucking 1%. Some bullshit. Like, it's always dumb fucking stoners that are, oh, my God. Illuminati. I mean, just in our circle of friends, I guess just the people that we know, I just know a lot of potheads are like, Illuminati, look at the back of your dollar, dude, it's telling you something. It's, like, it's telling me that I'm looking at a dollar too much, okay? Like, shut the fuck up. Because, like, seriously, I went on today and some chick's like, oh, Illuminati, like, oh, too bad I believe in this. And I was like, well, what is it? Like, I'm curious. I'm like, what is it? And she couldn't explain it to me. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, damn, I can tell you not Satanist because Everybody knows what that is. But I can tell you, like, oh, I'm in the Illuminati too. I can lie about it too. Like,
oh, I'm a part of Illuminati.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Fucking triangles, bro.
If Freemasons are listening, I'm down to the join. I really want to be a Freemason.
I don't even know what that is. I know what
it is. You gotta have money to be a Freemason, though.
That's true.
Why do I see a bunch of
this podcast one day? I know.
I think they want to be in it. They're like,
yeah, dude. You ever see that? Yeah, it's always the guys who try to be in Freemasons that we know are the brokest motherfuckers we know.
Because I've driven by Crenshaw just like dudes with like a bunch of Freemason shit on them.
Yeah.
With like the fake blink.
In case they're listening or in case they're watching, I'm down.
It's 24 karat plastic gold.
Plastic
but
gold.
But it's 24K.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Leo who just got a job, Oscar's job in Crenshaw.
At Baskin Robbins. 31 flavors, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's 32 now.
For a limited time.
Wait, they have 32?
Leo's spit. That's flavor now.
Flavor. So we got someone here sitting with us in our kitchen studio.
This is Juan Chino Ramirez. This has been one of my best friends.
Say hello to the people.
Hey, what's up, guys?
This has been one of my best friends since I was in ninth grade. And we also had this weird story about going to Jack's. We went to Jack's. Was it one of the last days of ninth grade?
Probably.
We spent like fucking $40 at Jack in the Box.
Yeah, we used to do that.
This is the only guy that like would eat McDonald's when he had a fucking when he had stones. The only guy, like, most people would just be like, "Oh, I'm having kidney stones. I'm gonna stop eating greasy food." It's like, damn, dude, I got kidney stones. He's like, I got kidney stones,
and I had to fucking pee them out.
Yeah, but the thing is like this guy, like, he knew where he got it from.
Yeah, dude, that shit was painful.
Did you keep drinking Coke?
I should have.
You kept going to McDonald's.
Are you still going? Are you still doing that though? Like drinking?
Nah, I stopped. Kidney stones. Yeah, I stopped drinking soda, eating disgusting food, I guess. That's not disgusting, but shit, we should go to Jack's right now. Fuck
dude. I'm pretty down for that. But the thing about it too, because like it's fun always having him over, because I have a list of friends who do like really weird shit. I mean, I'm pretty sure we all have like friends that are in stuff, but this is like this is the closest someone to like get to seeing someone that's like gonna be living in like a really rich house have a really fucking what are you going to school for, Mr. Fucking? None of us go to school. What are you going to school for?
Oh, you guys are doing your shit though.
No, but I mean like you legit have a career. Like, I mean, like, today, and today is, like, art, and what me and Max want to do as musicians, not going to be a career. You already know that. No one's getting paid. You know why? One, we don't look like girls. We don't look like girls, so we can't get anywhere like that, because we don't have the nice hair or anything like that, so we don't look like that. And then, two, we don't play music that's open to media, and we can never be a boy band. I mean, we're too angry for that. I mean, legit, what are you going to be doing in, like, a year when you graduate?
Hopefully...
Hopefully my ass. Sure. I already know. If you don't graduate, we're gonna replay this podcast.
That would be such a kick in the nuts if you can't find a job.
I'm
like...
pimping you so hard right now.
No,
that, like...
don't do this.
What are you taking though? What are you taking in school?
Just doing engineering right now.
So and, I'm building airplanes, you know.
Right? Did you have like a look up to work for like an aviation place?
Well, I have to. Just one in Minnesota, which I don't want to go to Minnesota.
Yeah, but I mean, just in general, if you get a job like that, what's pay?
It's around like 50, 60 starting off. That's a good one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Cops don't even make that.
Yeah, exactly. And they get shot. Bro, terrible, hear about that guy that got shot in the face like yesterday?
No, I didn't.
This is a cop fucking, he walked out and got blown, like it got his face blown. And I was watching Lockdown.
Yeah.
I don't know, like prison shit semi-fascinates me, just the fact that I'm never going to go to prison. Yeah. Like a knock on wood, like I'm serious, I'm too small and too angry, like I don't want to do it because I'm just going to get raped. But some dude, like literally, I guess he was a security guard and they arrested these two brothers and he kept telling the cop to pull over. And for some reason, the cop only searched one brother and didn't search the other brother. The brother had two handguns on him. And handcuff keys. So he literally like takes the handcuff keys out and unhinges his handcuffs, pulls like both handguns out, puts them up to the dude's brain and blows his brains out.
Where did this happen?
This was in like it had to be back east. Really? But this is just like this, and this guy like in jail, he's like so dead set.
Criminal though, with the key already.
Right? No, but he was a security worker, so that's why he had handcuff keys. Oh, but like he literally just said like, oh, the world's gonna end in like 5 years, so I'll be out. And I was like, are you shitting me? He's like, oh, no, God said so. I was like, oh, okay.
God's delaying it.
Right? Right. I mean, probably. Oh, but I mean,
that's crazy stuff.
But I mean, so back to you. You're the only one that I know. I mean, like all my friends. I mean, a couple of my friends. My sister says she's going away to go to school.
All right on.
And but I mean, like I've met friends and I my friends, like none of them's going far. Like I mean, that's
I'm not trying to.
I applaud the shit out of you because you're going to fucking.
No, thank you,
something.
Oh, but anyways, let's talk about something else. You guys heard about the...
Like, let's not talk about me,
let's not talk about me. Stop the pressure. But that thing, that chick that took the wrong freeway or some shit.
Oh, yeah. That,
dude, that's terrible.
Did you hear about that?
No, I don't.
There's two drunk chicks. She took the wrong freeway. She was going about 100 miles swerving in and out.
Yeah.
And she killed like six people in a head-on crash.
When? Like recently?
Yeah, it was during the weekend, right?
Yeah. I don't know, but that was stupid terrible, bitch. Dude. Yeah.
Also, Chris Kattan got arrested for DUI.
Oh, man, that's
DUI.
My boy. Oh, no. Why?
He got arrested for DUI. Yeah, he hit someone's car, and he kept driving, and they called on suspicion. And then they have video of him trying to walk a straight line, and he fell. And he's like, no, I'm not drunk. And I was like, well, what? Yeah, exactly.
Did he just, like, come out from the Rock? I mean, the Roxbury?
The Roxbury, right? And left Will Ferrell alone. He's like, no, I'm going to do this on my own. He had the bigger part, and still, he didn't have that much fame. I mean, Will Ferrell's living the life. He has a new Lego movie.
Me and Max are trying to be paramedics, so you can't just leave us out. You know?
I mean, yeah, but the thing is like...
We're going to save lives.
But you guys suck.
Wait, where are you going to do your thing at? Because one of my really good friends, who wasn't my really good friend, Ricky, he was like one test away from being a licensed EMT. And that dude, like, yeah, in his first, like, ride, because he has to ride along with the, like, he saw some dude get shot. He had to go into the hospital, and, like, they literally, like, he used to play hockey, so he's used to the smelling salt, but he had to put Vicks, like, so, like, almost at the, like, inside, like, almost touching his brain, because literally one of the things they had him do was de-shit someone. So literally you could flip someone out, take a spoon, and dig in their ass and take shit out.
So I'm excited for that.
I'm just saying, like, I applaud you guys in that one too.
That's my favorite. That's probably my favorite.
De-shitting.
I de-shit people all the time.
My ultimate goal is to, like,
de-shit someone.
To, like, smell it. I don't even need a spoon. I can use my finger. Like,
he's gonna eat with that spoon after.
Finger licking good.
I don't want to be like a driving around paramedic. I want to be like an
ER EMT. Or?
Because when I worked the MC, I used to talk to the EMTs at the theater. Each theater had their own EMT. Just in case someone got hurt.
In case someone fell off that balcony.
The only thing they would do is if someone fell, they would come pick them up. That's the only thing they did. So I really
do you have life alert.
I'd really want to be an EMT at the MC. Like, I think that'd be cool. Like,
I mean, you already have like half a step in because you worked there before. So I'm pretty sure you can. You know, once you get your thing, you can be in. No, wait. Why'd you get let go?
I didn't get let go. It's weird. If you work there, you get a lot of jobs during the summer.
But then
going into winter, you get like less and less shifts.
So there's like no concerts.
So like I would get my I was going from like 8 shifts a week to like 2-3, and I would get some of them covered, and I guess he just stopped scheduling me. Like one week I didn't get scheduled, and I took it, and the next week I didn't get scheduled, but I was still getting the email, so I knew I was still under like working there, but I didn't get the fucking shifts, so I didn't even call him.
I started working at Starbucks.
So you're like, fuck it. Yeah. So I didn't even call and be like, where's my shifts at?
Cause you're like, I got it.
I was getting 30 hours at Starbucks. So.
That's good.
Shout out to Starbucks.
If you're 19 like Max.
I'm 20 now.
I keep forgetting that Max is so young, because when I was playing for another band, the dude that was an EMT, I was playing in his band. I kept trying to get him to come to shows, and I forgot that he wasn't 21. And he'd always give me shit about, I'm not 21. I was like, sorry for being a kid. And like, it's your fucking fault.
I'm always the youngster and everything.
Just a few more months.
Those shows suck, though, because like, literally there was no one there. Like, literally, no. We played at the bar, that was it. Like, the fucking bartender.
Bar shows suck, but they're so easy to get.
Yeah, we had a residency there in some spoiled-ass girl.
I really wanted to go to one of those shows, but I couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, the only people that went was, like, my sister and Justin from TNT, or Apathy. And that was the only guy that went. Like, we were supposed to have recurring. I think my friend Guillermo went a couple times, Daisy went, but it was so, like, sad, because all these bands, like, that would open up for us would, like, get a crowd. And we're like, okay, and they're always like, oh, we're staying for you. This is why the music industry is dying and sucks. Like Max said, the genre is dead. It's because like no one respects, I guess, older bands. No one respects the bands that paved the way for the forefront. Because, I mean, Max has been doing NEP since, like, what, 2008?
2009, yeah.
Okay, so even if they change their name, they still have a following. So that's still, like, gainable respect into, like, hey, we'll come watch this band. This band's good. We have a following. For them to get no crowd at a show on Sunday is just stupid, because they actually play legit music. Like, bands like – just bands that play big breakdowns and nothing else. There's nothing specific to it. Yeah, like, I mean, that's what everybody thrives on today. And the sad thing is, like, I used to joke about this with Max – I guess just because I was like an over pretentious douchebag who like took my drumming really serious. Now I don't give a shit about it. I'd always like give him shit. I was like, oh, you didn't record your parts. And then now I came to think about it, I was like, I don't record my parts now. I'm fucking glad if I can have my shit programmed, but there's a difference. We can play it live. Yeah. And the, what sucks like really bad is like these dudes are playing generic breakdowns and can't play it live. And it's like, one, someone wrote it for you. Two, you act like you're like the best musician in the world and you can't play it. Like, it's, you know, so sad.
I've noticed that like heart, like in the hardcore genre, like the singer like has the biggest ego in the world.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know if you went to that show. Did you go to the Carnifex show at the chain? Their farewell show? Yeah, you were there. Okay. Yeah. We didn't have one of the biggest. We had a decent crowd that night, like when we played. And it was the funniest thing because like I didn't watch the show. I gave my passes to you know, a couple people who came with us. And it was so surreal because this band's like, oh, it's our farewell tour. You're thinking they're going to go all out. They're going to play everything. Yep. They were backlined. Like, they were pre-recorded. Because, like, the drummer was, like, through the monitors, it was blasting. And he's doing rolls on the toms. And the singer was, like, screaming. And there was nothing coming through the PA. And then when he stopped screaming, vocals were coming through the PA. And it was so weird. Like, I peeked my head in and I was like, this is pathetic. And I left. We went to go get pizza. Like, it was really fucking retarded.
I didn't notice it.
Oh, because you were probably going all hard in the pit.
Yeah.
So.
That's funny, though.
Yeah, like, I'm surprised. Like, Carnifex is, like, one of the bands are actually really good. Like, all the instrument players are good.
Sean Cameron's a pretty good drummer.
Like, he's a decent drummer. Like, he's good.
He's a douchebag, but a decent drummer.
I mean, he could play.
Yeah.
I've seen his drum cam live. Oh, his
drum cam videos?
Yeah, like, he's really good.
He's no Alex Ryan, though.
No one is Alex Ryan. Yeah, dude.
You know they're playing Summer Slaughter this year.
I'm hoping so. Or we could just go to Europe.
So what's Summer Slaughter, guys?
Summer Slaughter is a music festival that they hold in America. It's only America, right?
Yeah.
Every summer. It's only every summer
in the USA.
I think it's only a West Coast thing.
Is it?
I don't think they go anywhere.
Maybe Midwest to West.
I would say that. I don't think they're playing like New York and shit.
It's a festival that has like back in the day it was a bunch of death metal because I played it 2 years. I didn't play it 2 years in a row, but I played it 2 years
How much
was
those pre-sales?
Shit, we had to sell 75 tickets for $35.
That's both crazy. Shows.
And the first time we played it, we played with Necrophagus and Insufurum.
I hate those kind
of
sells though.
And like, dude, but the thing that was so horrible is just like, I didn't even want to see any of those bands. Like, I wanted to see Suffocate, didn't get to see them because we played during their set. And the only coolest thing was it was Suffocation, the death metal band. And it's kind of weird because I've only heard the music, and it's kind of like when you listen to bands and you don't know what they look like, and then you're shocked even, like, I guess it's just, like, being, like, so judgmental and just kind of, like, one-minded that I don't see a lot of, like, African-American dudes in death metal, and I'm sitting at the table, and we're just sitting inside, like, waiting for the venue to open up, and you're kind of just chilling inside, like, how if you've ever played a venue show, you get to go inside, like, an hour before, and they had us there at 2 o'clock. The show starts, like, at 4, so we're just chilling inside, and this bunch of black dudes come up to us and sit down. They're like, oh, you guys playing today? Like, yeah, you know, who you're to see? And I was like, oh, I'm here to see Suffocation. And the guy's like, oh, it's cool. So why do you want to see us? And I was like, you're Suffocation? He's like, yeah. I was like, I never seen videos of you guys. It's just a bunch of black dudes. I was like, oh, it fucking showed me, right? Right? It was weird. Yeah, it was weird. We had a cool conversation. The guy had a cat, and he was talking about his cat. He had a receding hairline with dreadlocks.
That's tight.
But that pre-sale is a killer. The first time we played it, I think Born of Osiris borrowed my cymbals.
10 tickets is a hassle for me.
Dude, we had to sell.
Remember, I had to do a pre. It was like 30. We had to sell 30 tickets between the band. We just paid ourselves in to play the show.
I feel like I do half the shows.
The second time we played it, Cannibal Corpse played. That's and tight. That was cool. We took Josh.
That's a real band that paved the way too.
Yeah, Cannibal Corpse. Jim Carrey sang with them.
Yeah, dude, that's like one of the most memorable things ever.
Yeah, I was in a. He went on tour with them for a week when he did that.
That's like one of my favorite scenes in all movies.
Oh,
that's when he went on stage. And then I checked his IMBD, and it says that Jim Carrey's favorite band is Cannibal Corpse. I don't know if that's his favorite band, or like he just really liked them. But
well, I just really like Jim Carrey.
I really like Jim Carrey. Another actor who's never won an Oscar,
He's
never won an Oscar, but he's good.
That's horrible. Like to think about that, he's never won an Oscar.
I mean, there's a couple of really good actors who've never. Well, won
okay,
Oscars.
Leonardo DiCaprio's never won. Did
he's like the number
did
one.
Did Vincent
guy.
Price ever win one?
I don't know.
I was watching.
I don't
Vincent
track.
Price. Price is fucking awesome.
Yeah, Leonardo should win one this year.
Since we're on the subject of music, anything you heard recently that you've been stuck on?
Recently, honestly, the last band I've just been always stuck on is Title Fight. I've been stuck on Title Fight for forever. Or I've been listening to a lot of H2O too. Just reprising old stuff that I've
like finding the gems and shit like that.
Yeah,
what I'm listening to right now.
Yeah, like or MCR. Anything the new that you've been hopped on.
Killjoys.
I don't think I've listened to anything.
No, Fall Out Boy.
Oh yeah, I checked out their the last album, Fall Out Boy. Just because that song would always play on the radio at 7-Eleven. What about you?
Oh, Carrie's here. Our friend Carrie.
Yeah, our friend Carrie's here.
Here, Carrie. Tell us what music you listen to, Carrie, lately.
Fuck. I've been jamming to a lot of, like, progressive era. Capital Steez. Some hip-hop here and there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Lately, I've been jamming to Hardside.
Oh, yeah?
For a good minute. Yeah, I've been jamming to some Hardside, Dead End Path. And, like, a lot of Jawbreaker.
Like you learning to play on the guitar? And you just play with
not
it?
Not really. Just straight.
Losing nuts?
School, dude, yeah.
That's
like
tight,
hallway
dude.
Mosh, dude.
Yeah, Jawbreaker's always tight.
I know. I learned a Cold World song, like, on Sunday, and I was wrecking my room, like, playing it, like, just running around. Wrecking. I was like...
Your room's already wrecked. Like, okay. how much more wreck can it get?
I don't know. My bed was out of the frame and shit like that. Like,
I didn't raid your comics the other time we were here.
I know.
I'm doing that today, though, so don't worry about it.
I saw a pretty awesome video. The video I put up for our pizza night, the pizza night post, was the video of Ghost playing.
Yeah,
and he's wearing a latex mask, and yeah, everybody didn't know it was a mask. Everybody thought it was
like the best song they have
off that album.
Probably.
Have you heard Secular Haze?
No, I've only heard that album.
Oh, the second album was pretty sick. I mean, the first album was gonna be great.
That's your favorite song right now, huh?
Nah, that shit was stuck in my head for a while.
And he was showing me the new stuff from
Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, the new Panic at the Disco stuff. Session sucks too. I don't know why you listen to it.
I got hooked like super hard this weekend over like I've been listening a lot of Doom, and I was hanging out with Randy and
he showed
me
Doomed X.
No, just Doom. No, every punk kid had that at our school. That and the Casualties patch. And like, you don't like punk? I'm like, I like good punk.
I hate the Casualties.
I had Ramones patches. Fuck you guys, man. I had Ramones.
You see how many
Pennywise
patches I've got? I love punk.
You see how many studs I have and why my pants are two-tone?
Yes, I'm missing one, but I'll replace it.
Right?
There's always a missing stud.
I have Doc Martens. Ain't I punk enough? Gee.
Damn. I do want some Doc Martens.
I want the vegan ones.
Yeah, those are expensive, though, I think.
Go to Journeys. They're like fucking like 80
I'm
bucks.
Going to my tax return. Journeys, I'm coming for you.
Boots?
I've been super stuck on Doom and psychedelics, so I got stuck on Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats. And like this music, like, I don't know why. Me and Randy were just talking about like different song ideas, and the thought of like killing someone came up, and then we were just listening to that, and I was reading about the TJ Lane case, and Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats came on, and it's a soundtrack to murder someone. Like if you watch like a 70s horror movie, or like a 70s horror movie or something like that, like that's all it sounds like. Like if it's like something you'd see Rob Zombie score his movie in, like just really weird kind of type shit.
Well,
Rob Zombie's tight.
I've been re-listening to the horror pops. That's pretty much.
Yeah, they're tight.
Wait, skinny horror pop or fat horror pop?
Both. She did get big.
Yeah, she was really skinny and she got
something
big.
Patricia Day or something like that.
Yeah. I think any chick in a band.
Well, she. I think
they
you know
get
what?
Big.
No, Brody D'Elia never got big. Brody Dahlia, the chick from the Distillers.
Yeah.
That chick. She came out with a new single.
She just got hot.
Yeah, she's dating. She's married to Josh Homme, right?
Yeah, the guy from the Distillers. I like how he's like, you gotta quit that band. Here's another band you can play with.
Yeah.
What's her called? Her new shit?
I just saw her put out a single.
Yeah.
I just saw a single and it was just her name. It had two tracks. She's blonde now, right?
She's something.
That classic Distillers video and she's just black hair, red lipstick. I was like, who the hell is this?
Yeah, I know.
Off Coral Fang?
Yeah.
Great band. Really good drummer. Yeah. That's the first drummer I saw use at EW. Like a punk kid. His EW. That was a really good band. Then punk back in the day was so fucking awesome. I mean, like, punk sucks now. Is there even punk now?
I don't know.
Besides the Casualties still trying to play? Or
they should just stop. I don't know. I used to like them a lot, but now I just hate them.
I never liked them because, like, we grew up in East L.A., and, like, that's all you ever saw was, like, kids with the fucking
dude, there's
patches.
There's a advertisement on YouTube right now
what?
From Vans.
For what?
Vans, yeah, there's some. It's about the punk scene.
to bring
punk it back. It really is about guys. The punk scene. Like,
well, I mean, Faction's coming back. That's Steve Caballero's man. So that's Vans maybe trying to put something out. I mean, if they want to go to the punk, just go to the OC. Agent Orange is still playing. Descendants are gonna fucking play Punk Rock Bowling. NoFX is gonna play that. You got a I bunch think
they're
of
going for the underground.
Not Bouncing Souls. Who
the
fuck
Oi
is that?
Punk.
Fuck Oi Punk. I hate Oi Punk, dude.
The fuck corporations punk, but they drink 40s and shit.
Right?
I hate it just the way they are.
Did you guys see that meme? I think one of you guys might have liked it. It's like, oh, like after a hard day of hating democracy or hating something like that, like it's good to eat with communists. Something like that. And these punker guys eating McDonald's.
Wait, let me check my iPhone real quick.
My iPhone, everyone. I have an iPhone.
Are you talking about this one?
Yeah, nothing like a Big Mac and a Coke after a hard day.
Nothing like a Big Mac and a Coke, and there's two punks eating McDonald's. You guys want to see it?
Let me see.
Like, it's the funniest thing
ever. Did you ever have a mohawk or anything like that?
Like,
nah, I've had like two different hair colors.
Oh, I mean, that's not that bad.
Yeah, like,
it's true.
Like a big
Coke after a hard day.
Like, what I didn't get
to. It's two punk guys eating McDonald's, if you guys want
to
know.
Like, what I didn't get to is, like all those guys are like, oh, casualties, doom, like, oi this. And I was like, I showed up with a Ramones patch and shit, the Road to Ruin, like, back patch. And they're just like, that's not punk. I'm like, they fucking created it. Like,
I've heard that so much. Like,
I hate that shit.
Dude, that's poser shit.
Right? You wear a Sex Pistols shirt, and they're like, oh, it's not punk. I'm like, okay, wait, you guys are, like, getting drunk and puking on yourself, and that's punk? Did you ever know who Sid Vicious is? That guy I think he puked on himself, and then he died, okay? How fucking punk rock is that?
He couldn't even play bass.
Exactly. All fucking, what's his name? Glenn Matlock played all his fucking parts.
Poor Lord. Sid Vicious. You know his mom is the one that gave him the last Coke? Like, because he was clean for, like, 3 months. So his mom gave him, like, oh, I brought some Coke for you, honey.
Really?
Yeah, but it was so strong, it just fucked him up.
What a mom.
He died.
Looking out for a kid. Did you ever watch The Doors movie?
The Doors? Nah, maybe, but
Did you ever watch The Doors movie?
No.
Speaking of, like, overdoses, they never, like, you know how, like, apparently he's not supposed to be dead, he's alive, whatever. He's supposed to be died of a heroin overdose, and he, like, is in a tub or something like that. Yeah. What I didn't like about the movie is, like, they didn't show that his wife was the one that got him into heroin. Like, he had a super big addiction.
Still alive?
No, she died too, Pam. So it's just weird. It's like they bypass that whole thing. You're like, okay, what is he? Because you'll see him like super fucked up on shit.
What got him into it?
Yeah, and they won't say it. The family wanted to protect her image. I'm like, well, she died. She overdosed. Like, how is that an image you need to protect?
Mom would have been like, fuck her,
right?
You killed my destroy son. Her image. She's a whore. I know she fucked other guys.
I remember my mom would not, because my mom was jealous. I don't know why. When I have girlfriends. She's, like, protective. So, like, my first girlfriend, I brought to the house. And, like, when she left, she's like, I know she's fucked other dudes. I'm like,
whoa, mom. Come on. I'm like, I'm only 10. G, leave it alone.
She's like, did she bleed? I'm like, calm down, mom. Or, like, I'll take a girl out to dinner. And she's like, you don't take me out to dinner or your family. I'm like, well, I'm not fucking you guys, you know?
No, it's payback. Because now your mom doesn't bring you food. She brings the rest of your family.
Hey, when she'll bring Chinese. Well, I can't ask for it. I'm 24. But
so what? But my mom took me out to Denny's yesterday.
Denny's.
Jealous?
Nah.
I make my mom dinner all the time, so fuck you guys.
Fuck it. I make my mom water when she needs her medicine.
I boil that shit for her.
Cup of noodles. Here we go, mom. Well, I think that's all the time we've got today. It's been a long podcast, I think. Max says it's too long.
Right? Really? Is that too long?
I kind of want to make pizzas.
Okay. You tell me. Are you willing to, like, upload?
I don't care.
Okay, but we don't even know how long this is.
We still need to cut a lot of it, right? So
no, we're not going to cut any of this. This is all uncut, uncensored.
The most perfect podcast we've ever had.
Just about rambling bullshit.
We got an audience in here. People just laughing. Nice gray shorts. You know?
I hope everyone notices the quality change.
I wanted to make one little point. Like, you know how, like, pizza is going, like, really hip? Mainstream and shit like that.
It's always been hip and mainstream.
No, when we were kids, no, it wasn't.
Everyone's always like pizza, but now it's like promoting you like pizza.
Everyone's always loved pizza, but now everyone's like, wait a minute, I fucking love pizza. And now everyone's starting to post it.
Yeah, which is annoying. But I mean, like,
everyone just realized how much we love pizza.
Exactly.
I'm picky with pizza, though. Like,
huh?
I'm picky with
pizza. Yeah, so am I. Like, fucking, I hate, like, all those kids are like, oh, like,
let's go to Little Caesars, guys.
Yeah, like, I hate that whole thing that you, like, oh, like, pop punk is pizza. Like, let's keep that shit away from me. Yeah, I hate how it got tied into this whole little fucking, I love my friends and I have anchor tattoos. Like, that, it's just fucking annoying and bullshit. I just want to make the point is, like, the reason that we do this podcast every Wednesday night is because I've been making pizza for you guys collectively for a while. So the only reason if you guys are listening and there's pizza on any of our shit is because legitimately there's pizza being made as we speak or after we we speak. We're not like these kids that try to use it as a label and be like, oh, we're pizza, we're hip. Like, I wear fucking khaki shorts and shit. No offense. I mean, khaki shans. Dude, khaki shans.
I would legit eat pizza every other day when I discovered Pamore Pizza. That's down the street in my house.
Pamore Pizza's so good.
Dude, I would
eat. It's not so good, but it's good for like the 6 months. It's really good. Pain. It's like
there's one by Elac.
Really?
Yeah.
All I know is like there's a Rio's.
It's like a.
Well, Rio's is good. Rio's is good too.
Right?
Yeah.
Rio's.
But more is good because it's good and cheap. It's like $6.
What, you guys watch Bob's Burgers?
Yeah.
What's the guy's?
Oh, across the street.
Yeah.
the pizzeria.
Yeah, the pizzeria. Something.
What's his name? He's the one that like.
Picciano, some shit like that.
Oh, Panucci. No, it's not Panucci. Panucci.
Pinocchio. Pinocchio Pizza.
Panucci's is a Futurama.
Yeah.
Panucci's Pizza.
Yeah.
Dude, anybody watch that when his dog?
Yes.
Oh, that was one of the saddest episodes ever. Awesome.
I cried. Futurama is emotional as fuck, though.
Right?
Not always, but it can be.
Like when the parents always show that like they're always looking out for Leela.
Yeah,
that was a sad fucking episode.
Any
heartfelt
episode that's about
Fry's past.
Fry's past is fucking
like
tight.
Like when he was mad at his brother because he thought he took his identity.
Oh, the Clover. Oh, yeah, the Clover.
It was his son, right?
Yeah.
It was
his grandson.
His godson. He said he wanted to be that. Oh, on that news, I'm gonna be a godfather.
Congratulations.
Nah, it's not like I'm having a kid, but that kid's awesome. That kid parties. He just sleeps all day and eats. He does what we would ideally want to do.
Who's gonna be your? I don't know how it works. So
who's gonna be the godmother? Daisy.
Is she called your godwife?
I don't know, but the kid's a little bundle of joy.
Are you guys gonna get married?
Does anybody even need to know that? Like, I mean, I'll go ahead and say yeah.
I'm gonna be the best man.
Dude, right? I don't even know my brother's daughter's name. I think her name's something.
Who?
Haner's female.
I think it's Wait. Mila.
Is it Haner's kid?
Yeah. My brother.
It got born already?
It got born already? Or
it's been created.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about the kid.
I don't know.
It's a love child.
I'm just pretty stoked because, I mean, the kid's awesome. I mean, my little nephew, his older brother, that kid's fucking super awesome. I was going to ask you, you want to go to the aquarium? We're going to the aquarium for his birthday.
I fucking, the Pacific?
Yeah.
I fucking love that aquarium. I'm down.
Because we need to find 8 people to go because it's cheaper. And like so far, there's 6.
Add me on the fucking list. Yeah, dude, I fucking love that shit.
I knew you were down to go because like.
Dude, I want
to
pet the tiger sharks again.
Right?
They're like, fucking tight. I want a tiger shark in my house. That'd be tight.
And they don't grow that. Well, I mean.
I think they just stay
They're little tiger sharks. Because the actual tiger sharks. Remember, did you ever watch Jaws?
Yes.
Remember when he's talking about like, oh, we were the one that dropped the bomb?
Yeah.
He's talking about all the sharks that ate them. Those are tiger sharks. Those are like 10 to 15 feet big ass tiger sharks that ate him. And like the actual like accounts is like they ate people. They bit people in half. Like so I think those are just like stunt tiger sharks.
That are just like they stay little trained. Trained to kill.
stay small. Stay small. They were the stingrays too. They put him in the same tank as the stingrays.
I mean, do you think you're like subconsciously you're taunting Steve Irwin every time you touch a stingray?
Fuck stingrays,
dude. I mean, come on. He wrestled alligators, and I'm pretty sure he fought a bear. And like hey, you get taken out by like the bitch of the sea. Like you got taken out by the stingray. Like,
oh, that shit's fucked up.
And it was an accident. It was probably an accident. The stingray's probably just, hey, what's up, Steve?
Right.
I've seen
you on TV. Where do you watch TV at?
I heard he pulled it out. That's why I. I heard like if it stings you or is like stuck to you.
I thought he just stung it and died.
No,
did poison him or something?
I heard like if he didn't pull it out. I heard he pulled it out. And I heard if he didn't pull it out,
he'd be alive.
There'd be a chance.
I mean, the chance of you swimming. Like, okay, realistically, how hard is that thing stuck in you? And the fact is, you're gonna have to swim with that motherfucking stingray so it doesn't stay out of you. Like, how the hell are you gonna do that?
I thought he would have been stung before, and he's just been like, oh. Here we go again.
Yeah, right?
Like, and then swim back to shore and take it out.
And he's fucking Steve Irwin, but no. You gotta be. I mean, he got killed by, like, I literally one of the bitch of the seas. I mean, I don't see stingrays as being, like, they haven't made a horror movie about him. Like, like I mean, they made
Not
a horror,
yet.
Right? To come in 2015,
this Friday,
our movie
the
about
killer
stingrays.
Stingray.
Only out for Australians. That's it. I mean,
Australia today.
Because they made a movie about Orca. Orca was a horror movie in the 70s. It was about killer whales. They had piranhas. The piranhas aren't saltwater, right? They're,
yeah.
No.
Rivers?
They're only in Amazon. Yeah, so that's freshwater.
They made
Snakehead.
It's supposed to, Steve Irwin's death, you know, it's supposed to be like the only reported stingray death ever or ever captured on film. It's like a cotton ball just flew into your mouth and choked you.
That sucks.
That's horrible, dude. The guy who was known for wrestling alligators. Like,
he got killed by like a bird.
It's like a seagull killed him. What if it was a conspiracy? What if they like they killed him because he was
Illuminati,
getting too
cool? You know?
Right? Like, let's talk like those kids.
They took his soul in his body.
Why? Because it rhymes with Illuminati?
Yeah, I think it's a Tupac song.
Oh, God.
Illuminati took my soul.
Shout out to Tupac.
Oh, so it is a Tupac song.
What do you call a gay Tupac fan?
I don't know.
Tupac's a queer.
Ooh. Wait, I couldn't see. I couldn't say fag. We're dropping this shit right now.
Well, you know, queer is not a bad word, though, is it? Queer is the right word, isn't
no,
it?
No, at Starbucks, for the straight dude, at Starbucks, you know? My friend Caesar, who's gay.
He's not gay.
He explained to me the differences, and I realized.
What's the difference?
As long as you don't hate gay dudes, you can say whatever you want, you know?
No, I think it's just like.
We're not, it's like
queer doesn't just mean gay. That's
like
why
the N word you can't say.
Queer basically means like anyone set apart from the norm. So you can use queer not just for gay people, but they've adopted it, I guess, for their own.
I'm gonna ask your brother.
What was the old term about using it? Huh? What was the old term that they used it in, like back in the old days? Because I remember if you say
queer,
like, yeah, because if you said like, oh, we're acting gay, like that's just been having a good time.
So oh, like, gay used to be like I think happy or something.
Yeah,
like that.
So like
I think they adopted that too then. I don't know. Somewhere down the line, you got associated with
it. It's like saying, dude, you're a fire. You know, like you used the randomest word to describe gay.
Oh, okay. Oh, like look at the flame.
You know, like how gay, you know how gay was happy or whatever, now it's just homosexual?
Yeah.
It's like, how does that happen? Like,
because in Nightmare on Elm Street, The Nightmare Before Christmas, the song where Jack Skellington is singing about when he first went to the Christmas place, he realized he saw the Christmas tree being built, and he was like, how queer? Like, it didn't mean like it's gay. Like, he meant like how different than it is from what I'm used to.
Well, that's true though. When did it come? Like, how far along the line? And
how do you use like another word for another word? You know?
Yeah. Like I mean, did they just label? Like, was there another word for gay before?
Well,
gay?
isn't it like almost the swastika? The swastika was adopted by the
that's
Nazis.
That's only because Hitler liked the logo. Like,
I think it takes
this.
One person. I want to adopt.
You know, his favorite movie
something
is King
for
Kong.
Me now. Is it really?
Yeah, serious.
It's a good movie.
The original one, right?
Hitler's like an interesting dude, though. Like, if you read into him,
was he gay?
I don't think he was. No, they said they're supposedly like a couple years ago. They like we discovered Hitler's gay.
I mean,
like,
but who are you gonna really listen to now? Because I'm pretty sure anybody that comes out talking about him is just gonna bash him.
Yeah, like you can't
like all the guys. I mean, I'm not saying like he did anything great. Like can't like push forward his acts because he pretty much almost wiped out all like. Race of people, but I mean, like,
are I mean, I race? Can I, sometimes I sympathize with him with Hitler just because I worked at a Jewish school and those kids are fucking.
That's just being fucked up.
Those kids are fucking dirty as
that's
fuck.
That's just being fucked up,
dude. Like, you know, in elementary,
Yoko shaved his mustache all weird. He just strolled in. All
hence
like,
my new Hitler. <It's> new Hitler. No, but like, because you know, in elementary, they'll be like, pick up your shit, you know, before you go leave class.
Yeah.
But these kids, there's like literally like trash on the floor, their food. Like, the chairs all over. You know, they'll be like, put up your chairs because, you know, the janitor's going to come clean. Like, their chairs are everywhere, trash on the floor. Just like.
So what was the kids' problems? Like, they're just
dirty as fuck. I think it's just the culture. Like, someone will clean it. I don't know. I'm not.
We're going to get kicked off of iTunes for
Jewish,
this shit.
You know, Jewish chicks are hot, you know.
Really?
They are. We're not getting kicked off. Max is getting kicked off. They're gonna send us an email and be like.
We don't like that guy, Max.
We don't want the guy with the beard anymore. Tell him to shave.
How do they know I have a beard?
I told him.
Hey, I'm shaving it.
When?
I'm shaving it, and I'm cutting the hair.
How short?
Short, like how I used to have it. How when
like
I would
a little
comb
man-ty
it over.
Boy.
I've been scared to do it.
I'm just waiting to see my dad just so he can bitch about like, you need to shave. I was like, because I mean, my dad's like has more native blood than me, so I guess been trying to grow a mustache since I was
Your
born.
Your spirit is strong, like the buffalo. Like that native?
Yeah, like that native.
What's your native name?
I don't have a native name.
If
I wouldn't know.
To choose one.
I wouldn't know because both tribes that I like the single tribe that I'm part of, they're like broken into two different parts and they're arguing with each other over nothing. And so like I can't get certified. Like literally, like they can't tell you like my great uncle is like some chief or something like that, and they can't be like you can't be recognized because they're in turmoil. And I've met a couple of them, and it's just like, how the hell are you like fighting? You guys are stupid. Like, you guys are just so alike. But, I mean, it's just that, like, hotheadedness that a lot, like, most of the natives that I've met, like, have. I mean,
I never met a native. You're my only one. You're my only native friend.
My neighbor next door is.
I never met him.
This dude's awesome.
I've been with a Navajo is native, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been with a Navajo chick.
I like your neighbor
for
chick.
Like a day.
Oh, Angie?
She's cute.
Wasn't the one we're making fun of because she was Roman pulled out fucking.
Oh, I got a text message.
Pox, or he pulled out rocks out of his pocket and we're making fun of her like you're really fucking interested by rocks It was that whole shocker bullshit. Another thing too, like when the fuck did like my energy and like people and rocks, like that shit's just stupid. Like I used to carry rocks around as kids. Like as a kid, like just kinda thought they were cool and throw them at people, and those kids made fun of me, and now they're carrying rocks and they think they're cool. Like the hell, man.
I don't know.
Like you never heard about that? That whole like, oh, they carry crystals and all this other stuff because it's supposed to like.
Never cared. Never got into it.
It's just maybe because I played a band with one guy like that, and he was always like, "Oh my shocker."
That one guy. That
one guy fucks everything up.
Are you talking about those dudes that carry crystals and shit?
Yeah,
I've seen chicks that do that.
Does it work?
I don't even know what
they're
still
fucking stupid people. I don't know what enlightenment they're trying to get at because they're still fucking morons. Like that too. Like I had a big thing, like a big like. I guess I need to like really step away from social media. Because I was just losing. What the fuck is that?
You know the comedian Fluffy?
Wait.
Hey, didn't he perform at IGLAC too?
I don't wait, fucking know. Wait, he went to Wilson?
Oh, yeah?
He went to Wilson.
Really?
Yeah, Gabriel Iglesias? Yeah, went to Wilson High School. Oh. The mayor went to my high school. I mean, he doesn't do shit, but... Didn't he go to RHS?
Yeah, he did.
For what? Damn, dude, that shows we could have just been a...
I had
really Zac
Efron
mayor.
Go to my middle school.
Who?
Zac Efron.
Did you fuck him?
I wish.
How old is he? Isn't he like 26, 27?
No, he didn't go to my... Like he didn't
I
attend
know he
there.
I know he with you, but...
He didn't attend there, but yeah, he went.
Oh, he went to go visit y'all?
Yeah.
Why? What was he
well,
doing
for High School Musical?
High School... Middle School Musical.
The Welcome Kids. High School is just like our movie.
No, it was for the cheerleader. Some teacher knew him.
Oh, I thought he was fucking one of the cheerleaders. That's what you were saying. You said cheerleader. I mean,
the cheerleader instructor. I don't know what they're called. Cheerleader teacher.
Like cheerleader.
They're not coaches.
Yeah, they're cheer coaches. They're cheer coaches.
That's stupid.
I mean, Oscar's a coach. I mean, I'm pretty sure that can be
a
cheer coach.
Not a coach.
Oscar's just the overall.
Hey, you guys go around a few laps. I'll just sit here.
In my workout clothes and not get sweat on them.
Like, how do we shoot this basketball correctly?
I don't fucking
you
know.
Fucking throw that
with
shit.
With swag, bro.
With J2F.
Put on the Blink-182 sweater and throw it.
Oh, wait. Did you go to that show when they all wore matching jerseys?
Who?
That Blink-182 show in
Oh, with Miguel and Oscar wearing the same jersey?
Yeah, that wasn't...
No, I didn't go.
That wasn't gay, right?
I didn't go. Well, it's not. They just happened to wear the same jersey.
Oh, that's cool. They're cute, dude.
I think they posted a picture of that, huh?
Yeah.
Was that the MCR and Blink-182 or Honda Civic Tour?
No, that was with Oh, fuck.
All I know is Oscar's jersey looked like a size too small for him.
They played with some band
like... Oscar's shirts are all a size too small for him.
Mayday Parade or Memphis Mayfire or some softy band. No, Breathe Carolina. They play with Breathe Carolina.
That's why I said, who cares?
And Oscar told me they got booed, like, hard.
Well, dude, didn't Blink-182 got booed at fucking Weenie Roast?
Oh, yeah?
Didn't you hear about that? Did you hear about that? We might have been kids.
Isn't that some K-Rock thing?
Yeah, Pennywise, The Descendants, The Offspring, Bad Religion.
They get booed.
Because...
They're not punk rock?
Yeah, fucking Pennywise, you got The Descendants, you got The Offspring, Bad Religion.
Yeah, they're the only, like, not
I think Rancid might have played, and they played, and, like, that was sort of when, like, Take Off
That's
Your...
That's, like, a punk man's
yeah,
dream.
That's when, like, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket might have came out or something like that. And,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
came on, they played, like, half a song and got booed straight off, and they were bitching. And I think The Offspring had an extended set, which is fucking awesome. Oh, yeah. The Offspring.
Yeah, they're cool. I like the Osprings.
Well, at least it still got paid.
Right? I mean, dude, so that little, like, at our sworn-in show, that little chick, Talia, whatever, fuck, she like, snapped on me because she went to NAMM. There's another group of fucking chicks that have nothing to do with musicians going to a music fucking show. And she went to NAMM, and she's like, oh, I almost met Travis Barker, like, if that's supposed to be something to me. And I was like,
y'all
cool.
Showing me Travis Barker's dick pics in the car.
Yeah, he had some nudes leaked. No, because, you know, Oscar's a huge Blink fan. Nah, he's seen him. He saw him before me.
He's like Googling them.
He took the pictures. Like this, sir?
Get me hard, kid.
So he bends over and shows his ass.
And I think that's all the time
I think
we
that's
got
all
today.
The time we got. We don't want to strain you guys on the time we have.
Well, I got a complaint that it was too short.
People complain.
Really?
Yeah, the people that listen to it that I knew were just
who
like,
listened to it? Because like I was,
dude, I force fed the podcast to, like
Daisy, Weechi, Randy, a couple other guys that like that
all
just,
our friends are listening now. If you guys could share it with your friends that we don't know and who don't know us,
yeah,
that'd be cool.
But I'm just saying, like our first complaint was it was too short.
Really?
Yeah. Like Daisy was just like,
well, now we made it out for this episode because it's been like
an
hour.
I think we should just stay like a good 30 minutes, 40
30,
minutes?
45 minutes. Minutes.
This has been an hour. I think of
it's
rambling.
It's probably been longer.
But I mean,
I think we had to end anyways because Oscar just texted me to pick him up at his mom's job.
Oh, please.
And we're going to make pizzas and calzones, and it's going to be awesome. And our Wednesdays are better than everyone else's Wednesdays.
But before we leave, we want to have these two guys like improvise a podcast real quick, our two guests.
Welcome to the Chino and Carrie Show.
So, what's the name of your podcast, guys? If you guys had a podcast, what would be the name of it right now?
Shit
and what?
Yeah, shit.
Dick.
Shit, dick. So talk.
What can we talk about?
Shit and dick.
Shit and dick.
Wait, you're gonna shit on your dick?
No.
Nah.
And that's it for today's podcast.